The greatest luxury adventures on earth. Abercrombie & Kent.
Robot Building Supplies. They've got it and deliver. Robotbuildingsupplies.com.au.
On SEN, Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Great to have you with me. Thanks for joining me. 1-300-736-736 is the number if you'd like to jump on the line. You had a chat. We had a chat with Jason Stark a few moments ago, and there's been some interesting reactions to that on the text. I'll read those on the speckled text very shortly. 1-300-736-736 if you'd like to jump on the phone to talk about it. I know that Margaret and Sunbury and Dan and Keela East were coming to you. Just a quick reminder, our community doing it incredibly tough right now. Small businesses are going through this as best they can, trying to navigate through this unseen economic challenge that's before us. And together with aib.edu.au, Australia's number one online MBA provider, at SEN, we're here to help and launch the SEN Small Business Grant Initiative. Grants of up to $100,000 are available in lots of $5,000 for an SEN advertising campaign. So simply tell us why your business needs a helping hand at sen.com.au/grants. That's thanks to the support of aib.edu.au. We couldn't do this without them. So you can study with Australia's number one online MBA provider, the experts in online learning. You can enrol today at the Australian Institute of Business, aib.edu.au. Sam Sturt, the round one NAB Rising star, to join me in about 10 minutes' time. So let's take your calls until then. Margaret in Sunbury, welcome to you, Margaret.
Good afternoon, Dwayne. That was a stirring interview with Jason. He was quite right. You know, the world does need football at this very trying time. In the old days, the boys used to play practically for nothing and come to football on the tram, you know, and people weren't working and they could walk in the gate and stand and watch them play. They needed football. They've got to stop the bickering about money. Get on with now. We'll know who really loves the sport, love what they're doing. Put their hand up and play because we all need them. See you later.
And Margaret, you are the Margaret, the one that
has been part of the lifeblood
of SEN from day one. It's great to have you on the line, Margaret. You've seen some ebbs and flows in life, no doubt.
I have seen some ebbs and things. I went through it. This is a third lockout. I didn't think I'd ever see another lockout. One was when I was five, when the diphtheria, and then the polio. And, of course, then I didn't really experience the 1939 depression because I lived in the country. And at the end of it, we shifted to Melbourne. Then we felt it because there was no queues for money. There was no money. There was no pensions. There was no money. We had to leave school and go to work to keep our mother. Our father tragically died at the age of 51. So he was snatched away from us, but we had to go out to work. Three jobs sometimes. I'd knock off at 4:30, go to another one. The sauce factory, the damn sauce factory. Finish that about 6 o'clock. And then go to the mill, the Lincoln Mill, somewhere, or the Hole Proof, or somewhere like that, to get another couple of hours, just to have a bit of money. That's the only money that come in the house. And all these greedy people snatching from the shelves. We didn't have that. They gave coupons out, and they rationed the food. So we had, if we didn't have the coupon for butter, you never got it, unless you had a kind grocer lady or man that would gather some coupons that people didn't need, and she would give them to the needy, which we sometimes was at the receiving end of that. So, yes, I've been through a lot, and I'm quite emotional about this this blockout now. We never had I never experienced the virus like this, but however, it's there, isn't it, Dwayne?
It is. How did you get through it day by day, hour by hour back then, Margaret?
Well, you know, there wasn't much to do. We didn't have TV. We didn't have these buttons that you press all the time, these mobiles. We played. We did things like that. We actually played. Do you know what, Dwayne? I didn't have the money. We didn't have the money to buy me a pair of knitting needles. I knitted a doll's dress on 4-inch nails.
And did you, believe that it was going to break at some stage, Margaret? Did you always
have hope? Our parents always said things will get better. There'll be better things ahead. I had great parents, a mother that was a great cook, and we always had a good table. We never had fancy clothes. We had good, clean clothes and a nice, clean house, but not fancy. But we always got... we loved one another. That's the thing. We played in our own yard because we weren't allowed out, but we played, very simple things, such as hoppy. Kids wouldn't know what hoppy was, what marbles were. We'd build houses in the yard out of the wood heap, from the wood heap. We'd build a room, to play in and actually put whatever we had to make toys. But we were happy. We weren't grizzly crying or anything about it. We were all very happy. My brothers were good sportsmen. They went off to sport. And whatever was there for them to play in the school grounds, they played it.
So what would you say to the adults now with kids, and what would you say to the kids that are listening to this?
Well, the kids have got to learn to make things up themselves. Don't rely on that little black thing that they hold in their hand called a mobile. Do things. Cut things. Make things out of paper. Knit things. Let their parents teach them how to knit. I've knitted 2 bears this week because I've been locked in the house. I'm not allowed out. And so I've knitted 2 toys, 2 lovely bears for the grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Mm. So, there's things you can do, even with paper. Cutting out shapes, sticking them. Make the clag. You can make it yourself out of flour and water. We had to make our own clag. And you'd paint your paper and stick them in. Coloured bits of coloured paper, whatever. Just do something, but stick with one another and don't fight, and just try and love one another. Get through all this. Help your parents as much as you can. Hard times. So, there was a time when men, they felt inadequate because they couldn't support the family. So they went on the road. They became swaggies. And they'd knock on your door and said, please, can you spare a cup of billy of tea? And my mother would say, sit on the veranda. She made one man a billy of cocoa, hot cocoa. We always made our own bread, so she cut him a lump of bread. And we had a piece of corned beef cooked silver side. She cut him off a piece of silver side, wrapped it in a cloth. They didn't have paper. They wrapped it in a cloth and put it in their swag, and he drank his billy of cocoa and 2 hard-boiled eggs we gave him. And he was thanked us very much and went on his way to somewhere else he'd get a stop and get another bit of a feed. But, that's how people survived. It was a very, very hard time. No money around those days, no queues to stand in, no pensions. My mother never got a widow's pension. My father died at 51 and she was only 43, no widow's pension. So we went to work. I left school at 13 and a half, so my brother and my sisters. My sister did. My brothers went to war and their money was taken out of their wages. They called it allotment and they sent it home to help my mother. Hard times, Dwayne. These fellas will never suffer anything like that, but it's hit them hard because they've always had a pocket full of money and flash cars and beautiful homes and beautiful clothes. They just have to put the brakes on a bit,
Pull you sound like you remained optimistic through it all, Margaret, and that's what the message you're giving us.
Exactly. I'll let you go, Dwayne.
Don't let me go, Margaret. Can I just ask you, even at this age, Margaret, we're going to have a get-together for your birthday. The SEN staff, we're all looking forward to it. It isn't, but it might happen at some stage, Margaret. You sound like you're still optimistic.
It might. Who knows? Who knows? Dwayne, it was a beautiful thing going to happen to me, and it still could, and And you know what? If it doesn't, life will go on and I'll be 90 for a year and next year I'll be 91 and who knows. So there you go. It's a... No, you accept things in life. I accepted things in life very early in life. I never worried about material things. Never worried. They always said I always had a smile on my face, you know. So that's the main thing in life. Learn to smile. Learn to be happy. Don't dwell on the things you haven't got. Dwell on the things that you will have. And we will come out of this. They will come out of it. It will come out of it. It'll do a lot of damage on along the road, but it will come out of it. And you'll all be back to normal again and maybe not as big, but, you know, big's not always beautiful, is it?
We love you, Margaret. Always...
Thank you, Dwayne. Bye for now, mate. Cheerio.
We'll take a break.